Radio now.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Beautiful day outside today. Sunny. It's not...
not too bad.
It's not obnoxiously hot outside.
I'll take it.
Me too. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are here. I'm here. He's there.
I'm here.
Good to have you here today. You can check us out on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter's at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports and at Scott Brower underscore 13 and at Happy Hour underscore SS.
Yes.
Yep. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. So welcome in. We'll talk a little bit about our sponsors for the show. It's DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. I think I hit them all. We'll talk about that more during the rest of the show. U.S. Open going on.
Yeah.
You had just, two guys that did really good.
Richard Bland actually surprised me. He's even. Yeah. Tied for 30th. Rory's doing okay. Kevin Kisner not doing so hot.
Kiz didn't have a good day. I had the same. Stuart Sink didn't have a good day either.
Well, my two-tier, Max Homa, he's minus one. Yep, so, I mean, it's one. I was surprised by Mr. Bland. That's nice to see him.
He's got his tough holes coming up, though, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I think it's getting tougher out there, too. A little more windy than what it was earlier. So interesting scores out there. Some interesting. We'll talk some more about that, too. Let's see. Hockey game was amazing last night. It was so much fun to watch.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's went in and out of it, doing a little domestic yard work last night, and but watching when I could. And
When you
see that it's, you know, it was, what was it, 2-1, 3-1, 3-3, overtime, like, good Lord.
Yeah, it was, if that's...
exhausting. That's the word I was looking for.
If it's going to be like that, that's going to be pretty exciting. You get game six tonight in Boston, must win for them.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that game. Boston's a 4.5-point favorite. It's a home game, and I get that.
Right.
But they might be tight, too.
I've got them at four. The latest. I just was on the app looking there at four.
So that's, it's come down a little bit.
210.5.
I could see it being, 210 seems, they haven't been close to that.
No, I'm under on that.
They've been much.
The way the defenses were just hammering on each other the other night.
Yeah, it's been, it almost is a series on who is actually, who's doing the refereeing and who's... here's one for you. I found this today. I thought that you would like this since you're a Miami Dolphins fan. They're talking about Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
And why Zach Thomas should be in the Hall of Fame.
Number 54, you betcha.
He finished his career with more tackles than Junior Seau and Brian Urlacher. Yeah. He has more sacks than Mike Singletary, Derek Brooks, and Dick Butkus. More first-team All-Pro selections than Kevin Green and Andre Tippett. That kind of sounds like he should be in the Hall of Fame. Miami didn't win as many games during his time.
He was also on the one-win season team.
But he was a really good player, though. The Big Ten came out today with their basketball in-conference schedule. Mm-hmm. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you have six teams you only play once. So for them, that is at home, they get Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan. That's a pretty good home schedule. I mean, those would be way tougher games on the road. And on the road, they're at Minnesota, Penn State, and Purdue. And then they double with Indiana, Michigan State, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. So their doubles are pretty tough, too. But some of the tougher, Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan are all going to be in the top, in the upper echelon of that. And they get all three of them at home. So they have to go away. I mean, Purdue's going to be good, but I don't know how good. I mean, they lost a lot. Minnesota, Penn State, neither one of them are going to be probably that. It's going to be interesting. One of the funniest things I'm hearing coming out of Iowa Hawkeye basketball is I think Peyton Sanford last year played at 6'3", 6'4", and he's like 6'7", 6'8". Just like he might even, I mean, I've heard tennis shoes 6'8" and 3/4". That's some growth for
holy.
Yeah, I mean that changes. Yeah. That changes his
style of play.
Well, it changes his effectiveness because right. He's a jump shooter. Man, I'd rather be a 6'8" jump shooter with the same stroke than a 6'3" jump shooter. So that's going to be interesting. I just thought that was just out there today, and I'm like, okay.
I take a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Other than the growth spurt I've been having for the last 5 years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just some random John Rahm today hit a tee shot on 18. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't find his ball. And do you have that on there? That
it's in my notes. John Rahm's balls. That's what I have in my notes. So
two little kids took off.
I don't know how little of kids they were.
Yeah, I'm not sure how little. I think they say
they know who it is. I'm guessing it's somebody influential's children. But they gave him a drop.
They gave him a drop, which is the correct thing to do. I worry about that sometimes because they have such redonkulous rules that you never know you need to go back and hit from the tee box again and you're hitting three
exactly
because someone stole my golf ball and they're like, well, we can't prove that. Yeah, you can ask the guys on the TV. They know where my golf ball was.
They know the two gentlemen running.
Oh, I don't know. College Baseball World Series starts here. It's coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of good teams.
a lot of Texas teams.
There are a lot of SEC teams and Texas teams and all of that. I have...
Which one you got?
I was seeing if...
the leaderboard, U.S. Open?
No, I was seeing... So the game tonight, the Golden State-Boston game's at 8 tonight. I don't know. I don't know what I would bet. I mean, I'm kind of struggling with what I'd bet.
I think it's Celtics. I think this is a pride thing. I don't think. I mean, holding Steph to 0-for-9 on the 3-point line last game.
He's going to hit a shot. He's going to hit a shot.
He's going to be mad and on fire tonight. Yeah. But I'm still going Boston. But I'm still going under. I think it's going to be a 90-101. I don't
think
it's going
to be. If they let him play like that, I agree with you. Biggest game six scorer in NBA history, Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see.
I think Wiggins, I mean, what Wiggins brings to the court tonight is going to be huge, too.
You forget that he's 6'8", too. Yeah. People forget that. not that it's easy to forget that, but they definitely... His game is so much different than it was early in his career and at Kansas that he's like a chameleon. He just waits like midway through the first quarter to say, okay, I'm going to have to play defense and rebound tonight. Mm-hmm. Or, oh my gosh, these guys are they're 0-for-9 from everywhere. So maybe I need to score tonight. I mean, it's well, nice to have.
And I've got a weird thing that when I was just watching the other night with it, that he seems to play bigger than he used to. He was more agile and more of
he's thicker. You're right.
Right. He just seems to, he played strong.
Well, there's no doubt that was true.
Well, then your guy Draymond Green, I'm sure he's going to be.
Well, he just, I mean, he.
Okay, what's the, here's 2 points, 4 points, or 8 points? What's it going to be?
I think he'll have 8, and he'll have
a great podcast tomorrow.
He'll have a good podcast tomorrow. He'll play well. It's funny to see how you can. I mean, I get that he's the glue. I get that he's the protector. I just don't think it's. I don't think they'd be as good without him. I don't even think it's close.
I completely agree.
So, I don't know. It's just he's just an interesting player, and not very many players will take that much off their game. Because don't think that he can't score. because I remember him in college. Dude can score.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He just, you know, he doesn't, it's really funny. He doesn't need the money. I don't know how much he loves playing basketball. I think he plays basketball so he can have his podcast.
Right. And but I'm telling you, I understand your love for, let me look at my enunciation here, Ime Unduko.
Oh, yeah.
Unduka, the coach.
And
I mean, the guy's fun to watch.
And he had a short, they had all of training camp, but I mean, he came in late. I mean, he coaches a lot like I do. You kind of end up in your coaching and you go, oh shoot. I'm on the floor.
I've never seen that red light go off, Gary.
No, I don't even know if that's one of the ones. Oh shoot. Yes. I am on the floor. Somebody just dinged me. Nobody important. Oh, it's somebody important. It's Andrew. He's out there coaching. He's like 6 feet on the floor.
Right.
And if you haven't noticed, he is not a small dude.
No.
He's a big guy.
Oh, they teed him up the other night too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like I said, he is teed no.
With Draymond clapping in his face. Right. So
but
now it's been a fun series. It's just hard to nobody's had a run.
No.
You know?
But to hear people talk about it, it's interesting because one side of the coin they are going, well, it's Steph's going to have a night tonight, or Klay Thompson's going to have a night tonight. It's everybody's got this. Well, it's the writing's on the wall. It's Boston's mad. It's definitely Boston. Or no, it's no, man, I don't know. It's when right. you everybody's got a horse to ride on this.
And
thing,
if it and gets out of hand, Golden State's just going to pull in.
Right.
And rest people and go, okay, we're going to go home.
Right.
But I'm not thinking that they want to do that. I think they'd like to win. I think they'd like to win.
Who is the officiating crew tonight?
I haven't seen it. This is the one time. So, I mean, I don't think that.
Is it the gentleman that said, I'm going to take control of this game?
Yeah, no.
That's just what we need.
I think that the fact that they haven't announced it yet means it's probably not Scott Foster for sure. So this one's going to freak you out.
Fire away.
Playoff wins in the last five postseasons. And I have four quarterbacks here. I have Blake Bortles, Jared Goff, Ryan Tannehill, and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, come back in. Say, read what's the criteria? Okay.
Playoff wins the last five postseasons. And they compared these four quarterbacks. Blake Bortles,
right.
Jared Goff, Ryan Tannehill, and Aaron Rodgers. You know what they have in common? They've all won two playoff games.
Jared Goff?
Jared Goff has won two playoff games.
Really?
And
Okay. Yeah, it was with LA, yeah.
Blake Bortles has won two playoff games. I think that is with Jacksonville because I think in the last five they were actually pretty good 5 years ago. I think that's when he won his two playoff games. I have no idea how Ryan Tannehill wins a playoff game. That one drives me crazy. But Aaron Rodgers has only won two playoff games.
Derrick Henry, maybe?
Yeah. But even in playoffs, man, Derrick, you got to have more than that. Which, as good as Aaron Rodgers, I think what they're saying, as good as where Aaron Rodgers is, and he's a great quarterback, he has the same amount of postseason wins in the last 5 years as Blake Bortles. Eek. Eek. Here's the very interesting thing, and I thought maybe we'd get into this later today, but this is why you haven't heard very much out of Deshaun Watson's lawyers, and you've heard absolutely zero out of the Players Association. I saw this one today. When the NFL imposes an unpaid suspension on Deshaun Watson, the National Football League Players Association will defend the case in part by pointing to the punishment or the lack thereof imposed on Daniel Snyder, Robert Kraft, and Jerry Jones. So you can have all the innuendo and you can have everybody that steps up, but you're not punishing your own, so you're not punishing ours. You can fine him money, that's fine. We don't care. You're not taking games away from him because you didn't take games away from those guys. I told you that's what it's going to – the fight is going to – all the stuff about all these women and all that is going to go away, and the only fight that's going to be there is between the NFL and the NFL Players Association because they hate each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how many billions, what, $500 billion organization, and they can't stand each other because they don't know how to share.
Right.
You don't know how to play on the same field.
Right. It's the whole millionaires fighting billionaires. It's funny when you're just talking playoffs.
Yeah.
I got this sent to me the other day. And it's just, it's called last playoff win. Okay. So you go to certain, like 2021, it was LA, Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, and Buffalo. All is the last wins that they've had in the playoffs, right? So as you work your way down, Baltimore was 2020.
Yep.
Oh, get down. Pittsburgh's last playoff win was in 16.
Isn't that crazy? That's another one that'd freak you out.
Okay.
Jamie Gipple, I bet you wouldn't say that out loud.
Okay. Arizona, Carolina, and Denver. What year was that? All three of those, their last playoff win.
11? 10 or 11?
15.
Peyton Manning was their last.
Now you start working your way down here. 2005, Washington.
Yeah.
Work your way on down even farther. 02, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. That's going to change. I think that's going to change.
And guess who is sitting in the year 2000?
Miami.
Yes, they are. But bottom of the chart is 1991. Detroit.
Yep. Okay.
That's so. It's not that they whether they made it to the playoffs or not. It's the last time they had a playoff win. Right.
And because
my buddy Josh from work sent me that, and he said, "Hey, you see anything weird?" I said, "Shut up, Josh."
That is funny. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're coming to you live from the studios in 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. See you in a sec.
Here's a look at traffic on What On Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's a Happy Hour Thursday. You're here with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, coming to you from the 101.3 1700 The Champ studio. Right here in, where are we? Are we in Urbandale? Are we considered Urbandale?
Urbandale-Clive-ish area?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at happyhour_SS. Scott Brower_13. I'm at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. What is today? Today's Thursday. So tomorrow night, 8 o'clock pregame, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks in Arizona. So that'll be fun to see. Let's see here. Where do I want to start? Well, let's start with iCubs. iCubs have...
Is the Caitlin Clark jersey thing, is that Friday or Saturday?
It's Saturday. Let's see here. I'll hit this. So tonight is Mug Club. Club members get their first draft free. There are a bags tournament on the Betfred Sports Patio. Friday night is Pride Night and Friday Night Fireworks. Join us post-game for fireworks. Saturday is Caitlin Clark and replica jersey day. Join us at the ballpark and meet Caitlin Clark and receive a replica Caitlin Clark jersey presented by Hy-Vee to the first 1,000 fans. Pre-game catch on the field and social Saturdays, which is giveaway games throughout the game on our social media must be present. And then Sunday, Father's Day, pregame catch on the field, kids run the bases, bring three non-perishable food items to donate to the DMARC food pantry and receive one general admission. All that, bike to the ballpark, you get two tickets. So a lot of things going on.
Did you say pregame toss? As you can throw?
Yeah, on the field.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And let's see some of the other.
It's supposed to be beautiful on Sunday, too.
I know. It warm. So I have a...
It's it's Iowa. It's summer.
It's a dry. It's a dry heat.
No, it's not a dry heat.
It's definitely wet
you can
heat.
Cut through it.
Yeah, we have a four man at Copper Creek on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Four man Father's Day best ball. So that'll be fun. I like playing best ball. Doesn't make my back hurt as much. I got to get my back worked out. This whole golfing more than, you know, 3-4 times a week. It's a lot. Holy cow.
Yep.
I'm trying to find here where Fairway Quick Mug Club.
How you become a member of the Mug Club?
No, I'm trying to get to the Betfred Sports Lounge here just because I think it's intriguing what it is. So
it's the old Cub Club.
Yep. So it says the Iowa Cubs are excited to announce the opening of our newest premium space at Principal Park. It's the Betfred Sports Left Field Lounge. It's located in the same place as the Cub Club was, left field corner, and it's exclusively for those 21 and older, provides the perfect space to enjoy upscale food and beverage and catch all the highlights on our new big screen TVs while having an indoor front seat to the game. It has 11 exclusive half-moon-shaped tables for four, six tables along the glass, and five high-top tables in the second row that put you right in the middle of the action. It's climate-controlled. With each table purchase, so the four group of table, it's $400 for the table. And for that $400, you enjoy a premium selection of food and beverage is included. Tables will be able to select the following two items from the area's unique and will receive four drink tokens for the bar. In addition, each table purchase will include bottomless beer, water, soda, popcorn, and chips and dip.
Yep, they just lost money on me.
Yeah, I know.
No, we totally got to do that.
Yeah, we do. But
from what I heard, you can still go in there. I mean, you can't.
You can go in there. You can get tokens to go in there, and you can get beer, or you can get that stuff.
You just can't sit in there.
I think we just need to pick a night,
right?
Like during the weeknight when we get off here, because we'd probably get there in time. I think most games start at like 7:30. 6:30.
Well, still, we're here at 6:01.
Yeah,
so.
But
no, I just always love
and to
always
sit there and Principal have a four seater, and I mean we're going to drink more than $100.
You can't look at it that way.
We're
going for the ambiance.
Well, for the ambiance.
America's game
and America's game, but I'm thinking $100 ain't nothing. That's like the third trip you're at $100. So
yeah,
I think that's a really good deal. What else do we have? So want to thank Randy Wayhofer he comes in once a week. He's the VP, Assistant General Manager, Sam Burnaby, Sue Tollefson, all those guys. You can get tickets at any time, 515-243-6111, or go to iowacubs.com and you can look up all that stuff. You do have to remember they're cashless now.
Right.
So even if let's say you go and you're like, oh, I forgot that. If you got $40, $60 on you, you put $20 in or $60, however much you want to put in, and it spits a credit card out for you that you can use anywhere. Don't have to use it just there. Right. So
even the parking lot is cashless. That's what surprised me because I was getting ready. I'm like, oh, and he's like, nope, everywhere is cash. But I mean, seriously, who doesn't have a card?
Right.
And it's a different setup than when you normally would go and put it in and wait or whatever. It's a slide. The tip comes up. It's a refined process.
I was going to say most of that, what is the new parking meter, whatever the new parking meters are. I mean, either you can walk up and just tap with your credit card or you can go online and click. I mean, I just see a number and I put the number in, click, and
you can download the app. Yep.
Yeah, it's a different world, and it's not a bad technology. I mean, nobody likes to have change rattling around in their car,
a parking spot this weekend downtown is going to be interesting with an extra 40,000 people down there for
soapbox.
The Red Bull. Yeah, Red Bull soapbox. Derby.
That is crazy.
Have you been jumping on there and voting for the Tonic Boys?
I have.
All right.
And that's the crazy thing between that and when they're going to have that. So I think they have two Mountain Dew skating. That was crazy too. I mean, there were kids.
Second one's coming.
Those kids were everywhere.
Yep.
So
plus you've got Hank Williams. Then you're going to put Hank Williams Jr. at Wells Fargo Friday night.
Yes.
Okay.
I wish what do we have Friday night? I got offered to go with a couple of buddies up in the suite, and they're like, you got to come. And I'm like, I have a wedding. I can't.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, we've got the Mr. Fed birthday Friday night too. So
yep, we have the Starkovich boys. Is one of them is Luke's getting married.
Oh, Starkovich. So, I haven't heard that name forever.
Yeah,
cool.
So yeah, it'll be a fun weekend. Father's Day, don't forget that. Not that, whatever. I'm trying to think where else. Let's kind of take a dive here on these on the NBA games. I think it's funny that no one player has dominated. You know, they're
right. It's like, okay, this should be his game or series to shine, no. And he falls off.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have kind of split their times. Steph is Steph, and that puts Boston in a predicament. Is do you try to keep the ball away from him? Do you try to make him drive? You don't let him have open shots, that's for sure. And that's the other thing too. He missed 9 3-pointers. They were 9 3-pointers that were being defended by guys who are 6'7", 6'8", and 6'9".
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were not.
A lot of times it just wasn't one guy. It didn't seem to be.
It was a couple.
They were dropping guys on him.
It's just interesting that between these two teams, there's not – I mean, Steph is the biggest superstar, but Wiggins came up with a big game. Klay Thompson, the game before that, came up with a big game. Jordan Poole, when they're leaving him open, which they don't do very often, it gets very interesting on who you look to. Before this playoff series for the Boston Celtics, and that was before our coach that we love, I'll let you say his name.
Ime Udoka.
Udoka. Before he came, the...
Seriously, I have to look at the phonetic every time.
The word on the street was that you can't have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on the same team because they're the same player. And he's done a really good job of getting them touches and looks. And defensively, it's nice to have them both. I am not... And I'm going to get crushed for this. I'm not a big Marcus Smart fan. I think he plays out of control too often. I think I love the emotion, right?
Right.
There are times that you can love the emotion. In the playoffs, it's probably not the time that I love emotion. And his emotion is different. Like Steph has emotion. He'll shimmy or he'll do that when he makes a bucket. That's an emotion. His is like anger emotion. You know, he's just...
It's a different level of passion. I will say that, but
he's Draymond Green, but he has. I mean, Marcus Smart has more talent than Draymond Green does.
Yeah, I don't know. I just to watch how. I mean, it was very passionate, but sometimes it was without a governor on it. If you know what I mean, it gets out of control.
No, I agree with that. I still think to be like a. To be like a dynasty team, here's my question to you. The Golden State needs another piece. I just don't know what the piece is. I'm trying to think to myself of teams that have players, what piece they're missing.
Okay, but if they win tonight, like a lot of people passionately are saying, that's 4 out of the last 8.
Yeah, it is. But it's still there. It's been a rough road. It's been difficult.
Scratch and claw, and to get there, it's you don't feel the dominance, do you?
No.
Okay. All right.
And you worry about Steph getting hurt.
I agree with that.
And you're not going to have Clay back until next year. He'll have the whole offseason to keep rehabbing.
I like the way you said that, Clay. I understand what
Clay,
you meant.
Clay. Yeah.
That's okay.
It's just they need a person. Like Draymond Green, but he has to be able to score 16 points a game. They're missing that. Now, if Wiggins can continue to play like this, that makes it good.
Oh.
And they're going to get James Wiseman back, which is a 7-foot blocking center, which would totally change. If they had James Wiseman instead of Kevin Looney, Kevin Looney's 6'9". If they had James Wiseman healthy to play. I mean, he's 7'1", huge wingspan. He just clogs up the middle, and you can't get to the hole. And they got some young guys that are they're getting better.
I'm just massively impressed with Wiggins' play. Maybe it's just
I am too.
Like I said, he's playing well, playing big. It was, he took over parts of that last game.
They're just missing that it piece. Like Tyler Hero, somebody that can, besides Steph, and maybe that'll be Clay. I don't know. I think Clay is at a point. I think the best thing that they could do is if they had somebody that was more ball handling centric for Steph, so Steph could start playing 28 minutes a game unless he's crazy, crazy hot shooting the ball. I mean, he has time.
But that's not Steph, though. I don't think
he wants to play more than that. But he also wants. I want to keep him healthy for, if he has three more years and they continue to keep that team together, that's going to be a pretty big run.
I agree.
I mean, they're an astronomically unbelievable block by LeBron James of having, one more and then two people getting hurt that probably cost him. Clay gets hurt, Durant gets hurt, they don't win that extra one with Kevin Durant. I mean, they had a couple of things not go their way of really having a dynasty going. Mm-hmm. But you also had, who would have ever thought this too? And I heard people complaining about it today. That what in the heck was Kevin Durant thinking? Why if you're Kevin Durant and you want to be the best player in the world, why do you go to a team that has Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on it? Because he wanted to win. He's like, yeah. Okay, I can't brand myself and I can't get my brand out there if I don't win a championship. I'm not gonna do it here. I gotta go. So if I go there, I'm gonna eat crow for a couple of years. And I'm going to win
a
couple.
But you check the box, and then whatever you do after that. Well,
I can go to New Jersey.
I am a champion.
Yeah, I can go to Brooklyn now.
Right.
I can name my price. Kevin Durant's biggest problem is he's not is he, exactly he's not LeBron, and everything that he touches does really well. Steph Curry, everything he touches. Kevin Durant has fake social media accounts so he can go out and fight for himself undercover. If you're doing that as a professional athlete who's making hundreds of millions of dollars, right. You have an issue. And I just don't think he's...
Well, it's just it sounds like a major control thing. Well, if I have to control myself through an outside entity,
And it's really funny because they're going to sign James Harden back.
Oh.
A shorter contract, I think, for 3 years. And I'm like, somebody asked me today, would you take James Harden or Russell Westbrook? And I'm like... I would take Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would
too.
And
it's horrible because I wouldn't want him. But, man, I don't want James Harden either. You have no idea. No idea in the world what he's going to look like when he comes in. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from the studios in 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real Sports Talk for Real
Sports. On Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day. Enjoy your drive home. Be safe. Warm weekend. Going to be in the 90s. Scott said it's going to be perfectly fine, though.
Okay, it's not new.
No,
it's not new to us. It's not.
When you walk out in the morning... and my glasses fog over, you know what kind of day it's going to be. It was pretty moist.
I was south of Indianola by 7 a.m. and it was very foggy.
Very, very much so.
So, because Sunday says high of 93. Monday, Tuesday, they're talking records. I mean, they're saying 96, 98, but 101's the record. It's going to be toasty.
That is going to be toasty. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's my partner, Scott, right there.
What's up?
Steen right here. You can check us out on Twitter at happyhour_SS, at @ScottBrower_13, or at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins, they start tomorrow with a three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll look forward to checking that out. They're having a really good year, so hopefully they can keep that up. Everybody right now, kind of throughout the league, kind of trying to get over injuries, little nicks and bruises, and trying to work their way through. This segment will be brought to you by Let's Do Heritage Building Maintenance. They were founded in 2011 in the Midwest. They provide quality health-centric building maintenance. Mm-hmm. I like the health-centric part because, you know, before it is, you know, back in the day when I might have been helping and doing stuff, you know, it's like, whatever you do, let's make sure that we, you know, health-centric to us was putting bleach on everything. Health-centric to them is killing the germs and everything with product that does it in a, if it was a sports bettor, they do it in an analytical way. So these things that they use are analytically going in and taking care of these little pesky germs and everything. So it's a really cool thing in the industry. They believe that they should provide the first line of defense in healthcare and making sure that your employees are healthy. They're always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. They also have partnered with science-proven microbial control to even do a even more enhanced way of cutting the germs and things that tend to cause some health problems, getting rid of those in your workspace. And it makes it so much more healthy for all your employees, and that's what they're out there for. Once again, Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay, so flipping through some of these, it is a, it's a real, it's starting to be signing day. You're going to have college football teams. They probably have another, let's see, that we're in the 15th, 16th, it's today the 16th, 16th.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you're talking 30 days, and they're going to get ready to start going to camp and getting all that stuff taken care of. We are like less than 2 months away from the fair. And then before you know, I mean, think about that. We haven't even started thinking about summer, and we're like less than 2 months to get to the fair.
It's officially going to be summer real soon here. And
right. It's a crazy time.
They've got the RV spots up at Jack Trice going
I saw,
in.
I saw the pictures.
That is so cool.
It is cool, isn't it? It's just going to be.
It's just not a field where you're throwing campers. I mean, RV spots.
It is. That's, I mean, you get
awesome.
You get your own concrete, and you get a grass patch next to it, which is pretty cool. I think the only thing that they didn't have the resources to do, they still don't have sewer. I mean, it's electric. I mean, you can't.
There's one dump site, I'm sure there is, but it's have electrical.
Yep. It's all that matters, cool. Right? I mean,
our camper has a 100-gallon potable tank. We can be there a long time.
You don't have to run a generator, which is going to make game days better because you don't have all the generators running everywhere you walk over there, because it's always fun to go on that side.
Had one drop from -4 to -3, so now it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, what, 8-way tie for first?
Yep. I think you'll be surprised. I bet you a couple more people jump up there before the night's over. Typically, not a bad round, because the worst score of the day on pretty tough conditions too. You had some
Phil's +5. Oh
No, but he's pretty close. Actually, I have and this guy has. I do this pool that we're in. I do it almost for every golf tournament, and this guy's won me a ton of money, because he's always in that four tier, and he always does well. But to this time, Eric Van Ruyen is +8, and he did his. He had a +5 on a hole,
ooh,
on a par 4, which I'm gonna have to see what happened there. But yeah, Phil Mickelson's at +7. He's through 13. Listen, Phil, that's an interesting one. Phil has always been, except for when he's playing Tiger, has always been the most popular golfer. Fans, even a lot of the players. And over the last 3 to 4 years, that had started to change. And if you listen to Bones, his old caddy, it started to change because I think Phil was doing some, hey, I bet you $500 you can't make that. And when they made it, he didn't pay up. I think that's the kind of stuff that was happening, that people started souring from Phil. Because I think he had money problems, because I think he was $500 there, but $500,000 on a football game. So.
Well, the rumor is $40 million.
That he had to.
In wagering.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So the
you could win more.
The $100 million payment, you know, is
taking care of his gambling.
Right.
Well, in the last two times Bones carried his bag, he didn't pay Bones. So I mean that doesn't go well in the golfing community either, because that's a sacred, you know. Now, after you break up, I get that you have the things come out. I mean, the one that didn't though, Stevie did not. So I don't know what Tiger paid Steve to. Because that was in the, just think about that. So you're Tiger's caddy, mm-hmm. in the height of the greatest run any golfer's ever had, making the most money, and you knew what his secret was, but nobody else did. And it wasn't just one gal's secret; it was a lot of gals. I mean, and that's
we've seen the article since then.
I mean, that's a bond there, buddy. That, I mean, he hasn't said boo. So I mean,
so
he was paid handsomely.
I'm gonna put a number down, and you nod yes or no.
Yes or no, and he must have nodded yes. Okay, we got 3 minutes here, so I'm gonna lead into what we're gonna do in our next segment. It was the first grouping that came out yesterday of over unders for the NFL. I just have to NFL win totals. So we're going to go over and go one by one and try to figure out why we believe it to be true and why we don't believe it to be true. I have to show you this today. Did you see my social media today? Do you remember this? Do you remember that picture?
Holy Moses.
When I had all three of them.
Yep.
I had
been with Zach at his, that was his all-star.
Okay, so what Gary just showed me was a picture in his younger days, three of his boys.
All three of my boys.
In baseball uniforms.
Yeah, so at 12, 9, and 7, probably.
Right, because that's when Tater was a 6 with an X.
Yeah, and Andrew, that's Andrew's all-star. That's right. That's his.
Wowzers.
That must be his 10-year-old all-star.
Well, and you've got some hair, and you look like you have a little hope in your eye too. So
yeah, and chunky then too. So there you go. Might have been drinking a little bit more beer than I do now. That's a pretty cool. I mean, there's nothing in the world that's better than being a dad, except for Sunday, we're all going to play golf together. Well, if Andrew feels better, he hasn't felt good the last couple of days. He actually missed work a day. I've never seen him do that before. Mm. But to get to play, to have that be your foursome.
Like you said, you're built in foursome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. So I'm going to give you the highest and the lowest. The highest win total Buffalo has, I'm not going to tell you how many. And the lowest total is Cleveland, because Cleveland's off the board. But I think it's really funny today, when that story broke about the Players Association and the owners and all of that, you didn't hear anything from all the, you know, well, there's going to be another one and another one, and we're going to get him, and he's going to be suspended for a whole year.
It's like, you can't, we're going to do our own fight.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be suspended for a whole year. I still think he's going to get suspended.
Six games.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We got NFL win totals coming up in this next segment. Come back, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ.
Here's a look at traffic